clarify that. Oh, is it? Oh, can you hear me? Okay, sorry, I'll just try and get a little closer. Just for point of clarification, as when I respond to these sorts of questions, I always like to remind people that I'm responding on behalf of the federal government. The National Action Plan is a compilation of a number of chapters of responses, including the federal government. It's called the Federal Pathway. And then there's also each of the provinces and territories in Canada have their own chapter. We also have a number of different groups. The Urban Group, the National Family Survivors Circle, they all have their own chapters as well. So I'm just speaking to the parts because the question was raised around progress, showing progress. So I will be talking about the progress for the federal pathway. So the federal pathway, which is Canada's contribution to the National Action Plan, includes over 20 federal departments and agencies that are covering approximately 88 initiatives and programs within the last fiscal year. So we release every year on June 3rd an annual progress report talking about what we've accomplished. We are developing that. The report is undergoing revision. The next year we're hoping to do a much more co-developed report with partners. Partners have fed into the report to date, but we really want to work on this together going forward to make sure that the information we're putting out there is relevant. We are definitely advancing more than two. So when data is out there, I always say never make assumptions. So, but to say more than two have been completed, and that's where we get into tricky language, is the notion of completion versus advancing. So I would say a majority of them are being advanced and are at various stages. We have currently 10 out of 29 of the calls for justice that call upon the federal government exclusively are advancing. 99 out of 186 of the calls for justice that call upon the federal, provincial, and territorial governments collectively are also advancing. From the federal calls that are supporting the advancement. So again, that gives you an idea of when we talk about completed, maybe two, one can say concretely are completed, but to say that others are not even being moved upon is a misrepresentation, unfortunately, of the good work that's underway. And when I say good work, this is work that's not just being led by the federal government and provinces and territories. It's often done co-developed with partners, which gets to the point of the need to accelerate. We want to accelerate. There's a commitment to advance. We know this national crisis it needs immediate attention, but the most important part is that we do this with the people that matter the most, and that's the families, survivors, grassroots organizations, different service providers. And so co-development does take a little time. I'm not saying it's the reason why we've completely not been able to advance all of them as quickly as we would like. There's a number of various factors that come into play. But I would say that we are definitely making progress. So please feel free to check out our report. And we actually will have some qualitative stories from communities to give you some concrete examples of how this is the work is actually impacting individuals, communities, with data that actually tells real life and gives real life examples. Regarding Call for Justice 1.7, this was the one about the establishment of an Indigenous rights ombudsperson. In 2023, a ministerial special representative was appointed to engage with partners. I am pleased to share with you that this MSR, or ministerial representative, engaged with over 600 people representing 125 organizations, national, regional, Indigenous organizations, federal government departments, as well as provincial and territorial governments. The minister's ministerial special representative's final report was shared earlier this year with the federal government and was published online in May of 2024. We are currently reviewing the report in collaboration with partners to figure out what is the best way forward. The report had a number of options, suggestions for ways forward on this work. But again, we do not want to do this alone. We are doing this in collaboration with the various groups in the country. And so that is where we are at with that. Thank you.